This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, sallallahu sallam wa baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. This hadith is a very popular hadith. I'm sure we have heard that hadith before. And for me, subhanAllah, no matter how many times I read this hadith or teach this hadith, it's one of those scariest ahadith in terms of its content. That should really keep you always aware of what you do and what you say. Hadith is number 1851 in regards to the connection between your provision and your dua. If you'd like to have your dua being accepted, you're going to have to worry about how you feed yourself, how you take care of yourself. Hadith number 1851, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وارضاه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيها الناس إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he started his address to the community, to the people. He says, قال أيها الناس, O people, speaking to his community صلوات الله وسلام, he goes, أيها الناس, O people, Allah is طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا, and he does not accept anything except that which is pure. So Allah is pure and accepts nothing but that which is pure. Now, I know the word tayyib was translated into pure, but the translation is not really 100% accurate, because tayyib is beyond being pure. It's good. It's, generally speaking, means it's good. Everything about goodness is there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. To him, everything that goes up to him subhanahu wa ta'ala is the beautiful praise, the beautiful word to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal spoke about the people of Al-Jannah. Then when they enter Al-Jannah, what did he say? قال طيبين. They're also in goodness. They're good and they're in goodness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is good and he accepts nothing but good. Nothing but good. Now, who defines that which is good? That's the question. Who defines that? And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قال وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِمَا أَمَرَ بِهِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And Allah has given his command and his orders to the believers, like he did to the messengers before. Like the messengers of Allah were instructed about certain duties, the believers are also given certain instructions as well too. One instruction is he referring to in regard to this context. قال فقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الرسل كلوا من طيبات من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, قال يا أيها الرسل, O messengers, eat of the food of the good things and do good deeds. Eat of the good things and do good deeds. So when you eat, eat good. When you do, also do good. And he also said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, قال وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم. And Allah instructed the believers by saying, O you who believe, كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم. Eat of the lawful things that we have provided for you. So in these two ayats, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is kind of like telling us, look, Allah commands the messengers to eat good and do good. And they are the messengers. I mean, they're supposed to be the first people, of course, to be observing that. And there is no need for them to be reminded. They're the messengers of God. But if the messengers have been reminded of their duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by eating good and doing good, and we, as the followers, should also be reminded of that. As Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَيُّهُ بِلِيبُ كُلُّ مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Eat from the good thing that we have provided for you. Then the Prophet ﷺ mentioned something interesting here. He's now mentioning some of those things that blocks your dua from being accepted. Like he's saying, look, you better eat good. You better do good. Because if you don't, listen to this example. And that's what he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلُ يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر يمد يديه إلى السماء يا ربي يا ربي. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he elaborated and he mentioned of a person who travels long journey. قال يطيل السفر, long long journey. أشعث أغبر. أشعث means disheveled, like he's not well combed. His hair is long. And قال أغبر, dusty all over. What does that exactly mean? He's been under the road for a long long time. He didn't have a time to rest. So he's exhausted. He's tired. He's really kind of at disadvantage in his situation. You can imagine what does that exactly mean. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from you ever being in a situation like that. And some people, unfortunately, that's their lifestyle. They always be, you know, between errands, traveling from one city to the other one just to kind of find something that they can survive off. But here's the Prophet saying that someone in that condition. Why would the Prophet ﷺ give us such a very vivid description of this man? Because he's telling us, look, if anyone deserved his dua to be answered and accepted, it would be what? This person. Someone who's on the road, which means what? He's lonely. He's in a strange land. He doesn't understand, doesn't even could communicate with the people. God knows if he's going to be safe or not. He could be taken advantage of, or could be killed, whatever. Like, this man's situation is dire. Like, if anyone deserves their dua to be accepted, it would be someone in this situation. But then he said, قَالْ يَمُدُّ دَيْهِ لَسَّمَا. This man is raising his hands all the way up in the skies. What does that mean? His need is what? It's urgent. And it's serious. The man is raising his hand all the way up in the skies. He's not like making dua like this. Or some of us after salah, we just kind of like make dua. If you're mumbling your dua, you don't even know what you're saying. And just move on. No, this man is serious. His need is urgent and it's serious. So he's making his dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, قَالْ وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ. His food is haram. وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ. His drink is haram. وَمَلْبَسُهُ حَرَامٌ. His clothes are haram. وَغُذِّيَ بِالْحَرَامِ. Nutrition altogether is haram. فَأَنَّ يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How do you expect his dua to be accepted? Like, how do you think the dua is going to be accepted for someone who has a situation like this? SubhanAllah, wallahi, that dua, that statement is very scary, Jum'ah. Very, very scary. Because we're living in a time, unfortunately, that when it comes to the boundaries of halal and haram are very blurry. It's not just that. Even when they're clear, some people, they make justifications for themselves. We're living in America. You can't avoid, you know, the riba. You can't this, you can't that. We have all these excuses. And we just throw them out there. And then when we make dua, we're just like wondering, Allah doesn't listen to me. Allah is not accepting my dua. I mean, did you check yourself? Are you checking your food? Are you checking your drink? Are you checking your clothes? Are you checking your lifestyle? Is that something in accordance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rules? If Allah has commanded the prophets to maintain a healthy lifestyle and the believers after them, and he's telling you, look, if you eat well and do well, I will answer your call. Because there's another hadith in Sahih Muslim in which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned someone in the exact same condition. He says, قَالْ رُبَّ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرْ ضِيطِمْرَيْنِ. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, قَالْ رُبَّ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرْ. Sometimes he says, you'll find أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرْ. What does that mean? Someone who's disheveled, dusty, and dirty. ضِيطِمْرَيْنِ. His clothes, worth nothing. Like barely. قَالْ مَدْفُوعٌ بِالْأَبْوَابِ. مَدْفُوعٌ بِالْأَبْوَابِ, what does that mean? When he knocks on people's doors, they push him away. Why? Because not our type. Not our type, socioeconomic status issues, whatever. You know, they don't feel clean enough to come into their house. This is the description of this man. And then Prophet says, قَالْ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهِ. If this man, he says, I swear by Allah, Allah will answer him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his request. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has read his status. So his clothes mean nothing. Being dusty and dirty means nothing, really. What's the difference between this man and the first one? It's the inside. Their taqwa. The second one, his taqwa prevented him from consuming what is haram. But the first one just didn't care. Yes, he believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he was raising his hand with a dua. He's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was actually raising his hand with dua, asking Allah Azza wa Jal. But the difference between the first category and the second one, again, the second one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept his dua because he's righteous. But the first category, unfortunately, is not. So this hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a reminder to all of us. It's a reminder to all of us. If you would like to be that person who have a very special connection with your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a hotline, you have a problem, you just raise your dua and bismillah, you got it done. If you want to be that person, then you're going to be really, really careful about what you eat, what you drink, what do you feed your family, what do you put on. And I don't mean by that to be overzealous in regards to little things, but overall to try to observe a healthy lifestyle. When I say healthy, I mean by that in terms of spirituality as well too. As Muslims, alhamdulillah, we're not just really about eating food and you know, walking, you know, distance just to stay healthy. In addition to that healthy lifestyle, you also have to have the spiritual side of it as well too. So if you balance these two, inshallah, I'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who our dua is accepted, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu a'lam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes. So what is spiritual health for us? If you could say, okay, can we speak more about spiritual health? Look, as humans, we're made of two components, earthly components and heavenly components. The earthly component is the body. And it needs to be, because it was created from earth, need to be nurtured from earthly components as well, or ingredients, such as food, drink, and exercise, and so on. Earthly. If you sit in the masjid and keep making dua forever, you're not going to grow muscles. So you're going to have to exercise physically. Now, spiritually, the other component of a human being is the spirit, the ruh. And the ruh was brought from heavens. As the hadith Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala wa radha. So because it's heavenly, you have to also nurture that soul from heavenly source. And the only thing that is heavenly for us in this dunya is what? The Quran, the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnah. And therefore, if you follow these examples, the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I hope that gives your soul yani that kind of strength that is looking for. And that's what, alhamdulillah, the 5 daily prayers are just the opportunity to start with that kind of connection. Add more to it, inshallah, azza wa jalla, with your dua, with your dhikr and tasbih, and so on. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa. By the way, inshallah, on Wednesday we will have our ta'seel class, inshallah, and tomorrow there's no class. Tomorrow, the first, is postponed to the next week, inshallah, azza wa jalla. But on Wednesday, inshallah, our ta'seel class will continue on, will resume on after Salat al-Maghrib, inshallah, wa tabaraka wa ta'ala.